Today's episode brought to you in part by QuoteWorks, the leading solution to create professional branded quotes and proposals in just minutes. With over 55 integrations across PSAs, distributors, accounting, and more, QuoteWorks has more integrations than any other quoting solution for VARs and MSPs. And best of all, genuine people. They're there for you. No need to create tickets, instead, people on the other end of a call. Want to try it for free and find out how to start saving time creating quotes? Visit quoteworks.com/MSP radio. It's Friday, April 7th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Hiring freezes and layoffs impeding upskilling efforts for tech workers, per a Pluralsight report. And Bloomberg announces large-scale AI model trained on financial data while deepfakes videos promote transparency. This is the business of tech. I have a collection of job data I need to catch up on. Hiring pauses and layoffs are impeding upskilling initiatives, according to a Monday Pluralsight report. The software company surveyed 1,216 IT executives and technologists. The report found that hiring freezes have burdened nearly half of tech workers with tasks outside of their job function. Two-thirds of tech managers said software, IT, and data layoffs have pushed their teams to take on additional responsibilities, cutting into time that might otherwise be allotted to training. Despite budget constraints, companies haven't cut back on investments in tech training. Nearly two-thirds of tech leaders have been asked to cut costs, yet almost three-quarters still plan to increase spending on tech skill development this year. And from that go-to survey I mentioned earlier this week, the survey saw almost double the amount of in-office workers compared to when the same question was asked in 2022. 36% now compared to 19% last year. Hybrid work remains the gold standard, with half the respondents splitting their time between home and the office. Year-over-year results show a decrease of 10% in the number of businesses that have official rules on the number of days an employee needs to be in the office, meaning that employees have more flexibility than ever. It's been roughly 3 years since the COVID-19 pandemic upended U.S. workplaces, and about a third, 35% of workers with jobs that can be done remotely are working from home all of the time, according to a new Pew Research Center survey. This is down from 43% in January 2022 and 55% in October 2020, but up from only 7% before the pandemic. The new survey finds that 41% of those with jobs that can be done remotely are working a hybrid schedule, working from home some days and from the office, workplace, or job site other days. This is up from 35% in January 2022. And when it is likely the most unpleasant use for remote working, Zoom layoffs are gaining traction. This week, McDonald's told corporate employees not to come to the office so that the fast food giant could, quote, communicate key decisions related to roles and staffing decisions, or in plain English, do layoffs remotely. PepsiCo reportedly told workers to stay home while it conducted job cuts in December 2022, and Twitter closed its San Francisco offices to do the same. Why do we care? So, telling it in story forms. Company doing layoffs and hiring freezes need to compensate for the impact of the training initiatives because keeping your existing staff is critical. We're settling into a happy medium of remote and hybrid work, as it was never going to be all or nothing. And smaller companies should lean into their ability to be personal and generous, because a Zoom layoff sounds awful among a collection of awful alternatives. Bloomberg has announced Bloomberg GPT, a new large-scale generative artificial intelligence model. This large language model has been specifically trained on a wide range of financial data to support a diverse set of natural language processing tasks within the financial industry. The company says it was trained on a corpus of over 700 billion tokens, or word fragments. For context, GPT-3, released in 2020, was trained on about 500 billion. Of the 700 million plus tokens, 363 billion are taken from Bloomberg's financial data. This is the sort of information that powers its terminals, and it's the largest domain-specific dataset yet constructed, according to the company. Another 345 billion tokens come from general-purpose datasets obtained elsewhere. The company's specific data, named FinPile, consists of a range of English financial documents, including news, filings, press releases, web scrape, financial documents, and social media drawn from the Bloomberg archives. And additionally, you may have seen the video of the woman in a black turtleneck who says you can't trust your eyes. It's an AI-generated deepfake. The video also tells on itself. A menu in the top left helpfully informs you that the video contains AI-generated content. There's a timestamp, too. It was released on Tuesday by technology company Truepic and production studio Revel.ai to promote the idea of a relatively new transparency standard for digitally created content. Why do we care? Wanted to end the week with some big thoughts here. Chris Messina and Brian McCullough at the Tech Meme Ride Home have offered a theory of varietals of AI. Like wine and the choice of grape, AI and the choice of model will produce different outcomes. I like this concept because it extends nicely to the sommelier. Just like a sommelier can match a customer to the wine that fits their palate, a solution provider can be the matcher for a customer to the AI model that fits their needs. Bloomberg GPT is an example of how these models become specific for an industry, which is good for a diversity of ecosystems and options for service providers. And I wanted to highlight the technology that may be part of the authentication of digitally created content, because trust will be a crucial element in their use. Does coordinating meetings and help desk calls frustrate you and frustrate your clients? Wouldn't it be easier if you could automate this process and it integrated with ConnectWise Manage or with Autotask? TimeZest is scheduling automation that gives you control of your schedule and removes the frustration of calendar ping pong. As the only solution specifically designed for MSPs, it integrates with your PSA to schedule appointments right in your workflow. And the best part? You can try it for free. Visit timezest.com/MSP Radio and mention MSP Radio for 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. A little bit of housekeeping. First off, if you've had any troubles with our website signing up for our newsletters, try again. We did a major upgrade. You can get those at businessof.tech/subscribe. And there will be a bonus episode this weekend with an interview with a fellow MSP. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.